This is our town.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to a brand new ep of the My Town and Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast, where we talk all things Limestone Coast. Today, I want to talk all about 8-ball. I want to give you an update on baseball and softball as we head into grand finals. And I want to talk all about the Tour de Cure. It is coming through the Limestone Coast this week. One of the other things I want to do is tell you all about Fringe. Fringe is only days away, and Louise Adams joins me for a chat about it. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Oh, it's an exciting week. Fringe is about to kick off.
It is exciting. It's yes, it's definitely that time of the year. So, and yeah, the team is so excited to share the program with the community and yeah, just watch everyone get to throw themselves into Fringe and enjoy all the diverse arts that are going to either come into the town or sprout out of the community. So it's really exciting.
Three huge weeks. What are we going to see for Fringe 2024?
It is. We've gone to 3 weeks. Are we crazy? no, it's amazing. And I think, you know, that expanding, there were two reasons. One, we've got Easter within the dates this year. So we thought, let's just really lean into it. And the Fringe Festival is presenting a series of Fringe Laneway parties on the Easter long weekend. So, yeah, we've really embraced that. And that's free to the public, community events, lots of rovers and music and fun and markets and all those things. And then as well, I mean, you build it and they come. We've got almost 40 registered events across the 3 weeks of the festival. So, yeah, the artists and the venues have really responded to that extra time. And we're so excited because what that means is there's just more for everyone and their different tastes and their likes and, you know, what they want to experience. So, you know, we've got comedy, there's theatre, there's music, there's visual arts, there's workshops. We've got some amazing circus and aerial performers, cabaret, of course. Yeah, it's just a really diverse program. So excited.
What are some of the great acts that we are going to see over the next 3 weeks?
Well, yes, I'm glad you asked that because there's a couple, well, I'm excited about a lot of them, but if I have to choose right now, Ewan, if you're putting me on the spot, there's a show called Oat Milk and Honey, and this is a circus fused with music show, and it is cleaned up awards across Edinburgh Fringe, Adelaide Fringe, you know, various other arts festivals. Like it's pretty incredible what these young performers have achieved in such a short time. And I found out about it and I just thought, we've got to get them to Mount Gambier, and lucky us, they're coming, but just for one night. So that is on Friday night, on opening night, on the 22nd of March. So please, if you get the chance, go check that out because it is incredible and it's a real thrill to have them in Mount Gambier. There's also some amazing music performances happening across the festival. You know, we've got the Audreys, much loved Audreys, coming into town. We've also got one of my favourites is the local group Friends. They put together a cabaret music show every year, and they're doing a tribute to Miss Sassy. And lastly, there's one more, Ewan, if I can fit it in. It's a completely locally produced. All the artists, the musicians are all from Mount Gambier. This show is going to be incredible. It's the first of its kind in Mount Gambier. And it is a burlesque cabaret show sort of set in that 1920s speakeasy vibe. And that's at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre in the third week of the festival.
Louise,
I could go on.
Louise, how can we get tickets?
Tickets, yes, Ewan, we all need tickets. Audiences and community, if you head to the Fringe Mount Gambier website or our Facebook page, there's also program flyers getting around town. So they're probably the three best ways to find out about all the wonderful shows. There's ticket links. We try to make it as easy as we can for you all to grab your tickets and get to these shows, because they're going to be fantastic.
They will be indeed. I cannot wait for it. Louise, we'll catch up again during the course of the week. We'll talk some more Fringe. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ewan. See ya.
This is our town.
There is so much going on in the Limestone Coast this week, and one of the big events kicked off in Hobart a couple of days ago. Tour de Cure are riding from Hobart to Adelaide, and they're going to stop off here in the Limestone Coast. Mark Beretta, who has been part of Tour de Cure for longer than I can remember, is on the line to tell me all about what is going on. Mark, g'day.
Good morning. 15 years, can you believe? I've really got to give it up. It's killing me, but it's a great thing, a great cause. I've got people here from all over Australia. I've got there are doctors, there are soldiers, there are police people, there are salespeople. There's every walk of life, guys and girls, all come from all over the country raising funds for cancer research because they have a reason to. You know, whether it's a family member, themselves, a child, whatever, they're all pitching in to get this done. And we're having a great run. We've celebrated 1,000 cancer research projects that we've celebrated, that we've funded so far. We celebrated that just yesterday. So we're having a ripper ride. And the weather's been great. We did 3 days in Tassie, off in Geelong now, and on our way down the coast.
Now, I heard you this morning talking on Triple M, Mark. My dad passed away from bowel cancer, and your parents at the moment are going through their cancer journey.
Yeah, they sure are. Dad, grand final time, I got a call just before the grand final to say get down to Geelong, and Dad had just passed out collapsed in hospital, and they found a growth the size of a tennis ball in his chest, and they've been whacking him with extensive chemo ever since. And just on Friday, he got to ring the bell at St John of God Hospital in Geelong just to say that he's in remission, which we're all very happy about. And Mum has ovarian cancer, so she's sort of working her way through that. She's going to take a little bit more work, but, you know, we're hopeful and fingers crossed. But it just shows that this wasn't the case for my family 2 or 3 years ago, and that's how it happens. You know, it's a lottery, and, you're never far away from cancer, unfortunately. We're fixing it. You know, we're getting better treatments, better cures all the time, and hopefully the golden cure is not too far away.
Mark, you guys have made it to Geelong. You're heading towards the Limestone Coast over the next couple of days and making your way towards Adelaide. It's a huge ride.
Yeah, it is. 1,400 k's in 9 days. It's a great journey. It's a lot of fun. And look, we're all sore and beaten up a little bit, but it's no big price to pay for what we're achieving. So, we'll raise a fair bit of money this year. We'll hopefully come up with about $20 million for cancer research, and that'll fund another wave of 150, 200 projects. And each one is it's a roll of the dice to get us closer to where we need to go. And each one produces a better result, a new cure, a new treatment. So it's a great thing, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Mark, how can people donate?
The easiest way is just go to www.touretocure.com.au, all one word, Tour de Cure, and you can sponsor a rider. People like Professor Richard Scollier, the great cancer researcher, Australian of the Year, he's on there. He rode with us at the moment. Jamie Dury is there with us. Richie Port, if you're a cycling fan, Richie Port's a legend of cycling. We've had some great people riding with us the last few days. So every rider's there. You can pick out a favourite, read a story, and make a little donation if you can. It'd be great.
Mark, have a great day on the bikes today. You guys are making your way ever closer to Mount Gambier. We'll try and catch up over the next couple of days and talk some more, all right?
Awesome. Thanks for that. See you there soon.
To the OK Pie Shop. Book a pie drive for your next fundraiser. It's the Limestone Coast Sport Shorts, the summer edition.
It's the Limestone Coast Sport Shorts podcast. We are talking softball. Sonia's back. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ewan?
Yeah, good. Sonia, you guys are leading into a grand final. What happened on the diamond on the weekend?
It was another absolutely fantastic game. It could have been anyone's game up until the end. But then finally, Demons defeated Concords United 9-7, but with lots of great plays, batting, and excellent softball out there.
Now,
grand final next weekend. Mm-hmm. It's between Demons and Warriors at 2 o'clock on the diamond at Blue Lake Sports Park. Be there, and it'll be yet another great game.
Sonia, we're going to talk next week. I cannot wait to find out how it all ends up for the softball. You have an awesome day today, all right?
I will. You too. Thank you, Ewan. Bye.
It's the Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast, and they say a short season is a good season. Women's footy finished up on the weekend. On the line, Tony, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ewan. Yes, so the minor round's over and we go headlong into finals, which is great.
So what happened on the weekend, first of all?
Yeah, a couple of really good games. Casson and Sanford and Millicent kicked off the rounds on yesterday, and it was a really close game, 17 points. Casson, who have had a really good, solid year. Millicent have had a tough year, but a really improving year as they've gone on. And I think they'd be really proud to have finished the year on such a great effort. So it was 6-12 to 5-1. But well done to both Millicent and Casson there. Kyby Bolai and Kongerong were the next game. A bit more one-sided, but Kyby are having a really strong year. Always been a perennial finals player, and they won 58-2. Kongerong girls got better as the year went on, and are obviously looking forward to playing in the B grade finals this week. Nangwari finished their first season of the competition with a bit of a decent loss to the North Gambier girls, but you can't really take anything away from North Gambier. They're such an experienced side. A real big congratulations to young player by the name of Chloe Newton, who kicked 11 goals yesterday for Nangwari, which is an amazing performance. And I think that may be the record for goals kicked in a game for the LCWFL, but I won't be 100% behind that. And then Panola finished the round off by handing South Gambia a fairly decent defeat, and they've had a really great season. So we're now on to the finals, round week one of the finals this week.
Now, take us through finals and what we're going to see.
Okay, so the ladder sort of splits. We have like an A finals, which is the top four, and then a B finals, which is the next four outside of that there. So this week we've got the qualifying finals in the A, or Division 1, we'll say. Mundalla play North Gambier. Both have been, Mundalla have been the standout side for the year, and they'll go into that game against North Gambier as favourites, but both sides have a double chance, and finals can do anything, as we all know. And then Kyby Bolai will play Panola. This is a really evenly matched game, and this is the elimination final for Division 1. And then in Division 2, Caston and Sanford will play Kongerong in a qualifying final there, and then South Gambier will play Millicent in a elimination final. And then we go from there on to the next week, which is the prelim.
Tony, cannot wait to talk more footy with you. We'll catch up next week. Thanks for the update.
Good on you. Thanks, Ewan. Cheers, mate.
It's the Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast, and we are talking baseball. Travis is back. Travis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Finals time in the baseball, mate. How did we go on the weekend?
Yeah, we just finished our prem finals on the weekend, and we had some amazing games of baseball, very close games. So we'll start off with the Division 1 that played Saturday night that went for 3 hours.
Wow.
So it was that tight. It was a great game of baseball. It's probably the best we've seen this year. And Federals finally got over in the last innings to defeat Tigers 6-3. So Federals move on to the grand final. In Division 2, South defeated Centrals 15-10, which all came down basically to the last at-bat as well. Division 3 was a tight one again that went over time. Centrals defeated South 16-15. In the big league, same again, very tight game. Really was down to the last bat. South defeated Tigers 8-7. In the junior league, Tigers defeated South 4-3. And in the little league, Federals defeated South 11-7. And in the minor league, they had a draw. So Central drew with Tigers 6-6.
So this weekend, mate, what takes place on the diamond?
So we start our grand finals. Obviously, our Division 3 have a best of 3 grand final series, which will start on Friday night. So we have the under-18s from 6 o'clock, Division 1, Game 1 at 8 o'clock, and then we have all the rest of the grades on Saturday. So it's going to be a big weekend. We've got free face painting out there. And we've got big games as well. So we've got some things out there for everyone.
Travis, we're going to catch up next week for the last time. We're going to talk all about what's happening in the world of baseball. Have a cracker grand final weekend, all right?
Thank you.
Eight ball was taking place in the Limestone Coast recently. Tony joins me with some details. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Tony, 8-ball was being played in Mount Gambier and it was a huge event.
It was a huge event. It was amazing and everything went off so well. We held the State Carnival, which is teams of women from different leagues around SA, and also we have Mildura Sunraysia and Broken Hill, which is affiliated with SA. And they all came to Mount Gambier and we played 8-ball all weekend. It was amazing.
Now, how did the local team go?
Team 2, we didn't make it to the finals, which is okay. We had a great weekend. And Team 1 made it to the qualifying final and won that and got to the semi-final and got pipped at the post. So they were knocked out, which is okay because last year we were runners-up. And the year before, we actually won the state title. So you can't grow. I've got to share it around a little bit sometimes.
Tony, how can people become part of 8-ball in the Limestone Coast?
Look, the Open League, which is men and women, started last week. There's always people that are willing to teach you, willing to throw you into a team as a fill-in. And once you've learnt, there'll be no hassle finding a team full-time. And the Women's League starts again this Tuesday night. And same applies. Feel free to contact myself. And look, there's a few of us women that are more than happy to teach people how to play, teach the rules. And being the start of the season with new rules, there's a lead way to learn the rules so everyone gets a bit of a fair chance. And yeah, it's a great sport to play when you can't play, you know, sports such as running, physical sports. Gets you out, socialising, and you have a lot of fun.
Tony, always good to catch up. Always good to find out what's happening in the world at 8-ball. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Ewan. Have a great day.
That's it for today. The My Town Limestone Coast Sports Shorts podcast is going to be back on Monday, exclusive to listener. Thanks for dropping by.
This is our town.